With the annual release of Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results comes a mountain of new data. Agency managers can be overwhelmed trying to look at it all, but two employees at the National Institutes of Health created a tool that easily organizes these results and turns them into actionable data. It's called the Employee Viewpoint Survey Analysis and Results Tool, or EVS-ART. What once took weeks or even months can now take a few hours. Robin Clevens is a senior analyst. Camille Hoover is an executive officer. Both work at the National Institutes of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases at NIH. They tell Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco why they created the tool. The first voice you hear is Hoover's.
As a senior executive for one of the institutes at NIH, I care very much about the people of the organization and want to make sure that we've created a culture where the employees can flourish. And what that means is that they have the tools and the resources to achieve their mission, that innovation is rewarded, and that there are accountabilities and standards. And so the beauty of the Employee Viewpoint Survey that the Office of Personnel Management puts out is that it is the voice of the people. It tells you if, in fact, you are creating the culture that you hope to create. And when you get all the data, which is very rich, it's an enormous amount of data to sort through and sift through. And every federal agency independently is sifting through and deciding how to do the analysis. And that can take weeks or months. So I asked my senior analyst, Robin, if she could create a framework so that we could tap into the richness of the data that was available. And she created a masterpiece.
So Robin, yeah, why don't you tell us about the specific tool itself, what it is, how you got started, what questions you asked yourself, you know, in kind of figuring out what this tool would look like and how it would be used.
The tool itself is called the Employee Viewpoint Survey Analysis and Results Tool. We call it EVS-ART. I set out to create a tool that captured all of the themes that OPM has told us to look for in the past. There are a series of like 15 index measures and key categories that we look at: employee engagement, intrinsic work experience, global satisfaction, et cetera. And as Camille mentioned, we received the information and it's a tremendous amount of data. And we were all working to try and make the most of it. And at times it can take a long time to do that. So I set out to create a tool that would allow us to actually simplify that process. And through doing that, in about a year and a half worth of work and bringing in my colleague, V. Tran, we were able to do that and to automate the tool. Now you can do an analysis using this Excel-based tool in less than 5 minutes. What used to take 30 hours, sometimes weeks or months for agencies, can be done in 5 minutes. So there's a tremendous efficiency created there.
And I think we should mention that that timing aspect seems to be really important, because I know that one of the keys to the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey is that ultimately the employees themselves feel that supervisors looked at the data and that they're going to use the data to make valuable changes to benefit the organization and themselves. So can you, either one of you, talk about that piece a little bit?
Sure. So I think that instead of waiting weeks or months to get your analysis with this tool, what we have created is a dashboard where you can, within minutes, hone in on your organization, where it's successful, where things need to be improved, where there is obviously pain points for the employees of the organization. And you can quickly then focus, instead of on going through the analysis, in coming up with what are the strategic interventions you want to do. So if you have a struggling organization, you're going to want to do interventions. If you have a high-functioning organization, you're going to want to capture best practices and make sure that you're doing more and more of that to keep your employees happy and well-engaged. So it's beautiful in that it shows you the picture of what is happening in every sub-organization.
Yeah, it's actually conditionally formatted so that the user can see the story. The themes kind of jump up, you know, off of the pages. You don't even have to know how the tool works to be able to see the story, to see where we need to focus, where our strengths are, where our opportunities for improvement are. It's very easy to use. You only need basic Excel knowledge, and it's very easy to read.
And one of the things that we want to do, because we're so excited about this tool, and it can help all of our sister agencies in federal government. And so we want to have every opportunity to provide it as a gift, free, to any and all who are wanting to take it. And it's amazing the response we've had so far and the amount of work you can cut down, your dollars that you can cut down in savings and having to do your own independent analysis, that now you can focus on actually working on the voice of the people and what they want and making sure that you are meeting those needs and helping to achieve the mission. For us, the mission is improving public health. And so figuring out how we can make sure our employees are engaged and have what they need in the right culture and environment is tremendously powerful.
And so tell us a little bit about some of those sister organizations, maybe offices, subcomponents, et cetera, that you're working with and that are maybe starting to use this tool.
There are actually several that are using it. CDC is using it. FDA is using it. We're meeting with Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Interior. So it's outside of HHS. We're trying to get this as shared as broadly as possible. One of our sister agencies within HHS actually reduced their reporting time from 72 days to one. That's a huge cost savings. And then they can use that information immediately to start strategically implementing employee-based initiatives or projects or changes. Because they were able to save that amount of time, it was literally a 99% reduction in time and cost, they have increased the reporting sixfold. So now there are an additional 126 managers, supervisors, who are going to be getting their customized information for their areas for the first time. And that's where the important stuff happens, at the front. You know, oftentimes you see these high-level reports and everything looks great, but it's not until you do the deeper dives where you see that, you know, you may have 10 areas doing really wonderful and you may have one that's kind of hurting. And then, you know, you can focus there. You can also see themes across the board. So while you might have one department or one office that's not doing well, we're able to see across all of the areas if we need to work on, you know, global satisfaction or talent management, something to that effect.
In looking at some of the information about this tool that you created, one interesting part of it that I noticed was that it's very visual. So you can see specific areas, some of the themes that you just mentioned. It's almost like a heat map, right? So there are areas where you might be in the green, things that are performing well, and then it might move into yellow or red or orange if it's more of a challenge for your organization. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, it's very visual. I think it's very easy to see where your challenges are.
So it has a visual dashboard where it talks about your highest and lowest scores, your biggest shifts, and it does have a heat map. But it goes beyond that. The heat map tells you where to start looking. The information that you find behind it in the report is kind of like a path. It narrows that down to where you actually need to be focusing on. And so the heat map will assist you in starting that process, whereas the background reporting is set up to really draw your eye to the areas. For example, employee engagement is made up of a series of questions in three sub-areas. So you may have a 75% satisfaction rate on employee engagement, but when you go into the sub-areas to take a look at how you're doing in the individual, the additional streams or the individual questions, you might see something that jumps out at you that is not right and that needs attention. That's lost when you round everything up, when you roll everything up to the institute level.
Camille, can you talk a little bit about, you know, from your perspective, looking at this information, using the tool, and some of the insights that you've gained, you know, some specific areas in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey that, you know, you now feel like you have enough information to go and make some changes significantly within your office and your organization?
Sure, absolutely. So when you look at the tool and all the data, if you look just at our institute level as a whole, we are doing incredibly well. We are really in the top most successful organizations at NIH. When I have Robin and V with the tool break out all the sub-organizations, very clearly comes to visualize that there is an area that is struggling. Their colors are orange and yellow, and you see that in many of the categories that there is something going on and the employees are not happy and things are not going well. And so I took that specific area and we actually put in exacting strategic initiatives to try to work on what the issues were. And some of those initiatives were, we did have some changes in leadership. We did some structural changes. I started holding workshops for the leaders to make sure they had the tools and were engaged and competent as leaders. We did a lot of communication so the people of the organization understood that their voice was heard and that the initiatives we were doing was a result of the fact they were unhappy in certain areas. And when we did the tool the next year, and part of the beauty of the tool is it can show you year-to-year changes, we saw specifically that in this organization, their scores went up in an astounding way. Some were 30 and 40% higher scores. So that helped to verify and reinforce that the strategies and the initiatives that we were putting in place were right on the mark and were actually making a difference.
This is a little bit more of a broader question for either one of you, but do you all feel that you're getting a better handle on what employee engagement is? Because I think, you know, over the past couple of years, we've been hearing this phrase, it's kind of become a buzzword. And it seems as if agencies really are starting to focus on what exactly engagement means and how they can make tangible changes to their organization to improve it. Are you all seeing that, you know, within this past year? And does this tool kind of help you understand the concept a little bit more?
You know, I think so. And we've been using this tool for 2 years now, but we have just in the last year been able to share and gift it to the broader community. I think that all leaders have a vision and we have core values and we have a plan for how we want to make sure our organizations are successful. What this tool does is help us have our finger on the pulse. Are the initiatives we are doing or are these lofty goals that we have in our minds, are they actually translated to action on the front lines with our employees so that they feel and they see and they believe in those lofty goals and that they share in the vision or the plans for the future of the organization? So not only is it able to help us know if the plans and initiatives we're doing are on track, we can actually see where things vary or where we might have gotten it right, where we're rewarding employees in many ways, but there's one sub-area that they really don't think we've managed well, like maybe we're not recognizing innovation. We might be doing well with other types of recognition, but not that. So you can get precise to see if your engagement activities are actually hitting the mark. I believe that all leaders have always wanted to be having our employees engaged. This tool, though, is just beautiful in that it brings to life the voice of the people. And you can see directly over time where you're hitting the mark and where you need to continue to work.
And it serves as a launching pad. I think that what we have found is that employee engagement means different things to different people. So you can't just go by the numbers. We've actually had a lot of involvement with our staff and obtained a lot of feedback from them. We've done focus groups and things like that. But this has definitely given us a good starting point. And it gives it to us much sooner. So we have a good part of the year to actually work on this. And one of the issues that we've had previously before we started using EVS Art was, you know, it took such a long time to do the analysis to get it right that it took us longer to actually start those initiatives, those activities. So we want people to actually see that, you know, you spoke, we listened, this happened. And we want them to be able to see that as soon as we get the information back.
You know, also sometimes what we think as leaders would be something that the employees would really want to happen isn't necessarily going to hit the mark for what they had wanted. And so when we see that there's an area and then you go out and you talk to your employees and the staff and you say, here's some of the ideas for initiatives, you can also, it's a conversation so that they can be engaged in a part of, well, no, that really isn't so much important to me as if you did this, this, and this. And so they can be part of affecting the change with you. And that's something that's very special as well.
Mm-hmm. And going along with that, is this a tool that employees themselves can use and look at the information itself? I mean, we're talking a lot about managers, supervisors, et cetera, using this tool and, you know, that informing the decisions that they make. But is this available at the employee level?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so in our institution, we share the entire survey with all of our employees. And then we go out, myself and Robin, we go out and we meet with every office and division and all of their staff in an all-hands meeting and go over the specific subcategories for their group and talk about what are the things that they want to engage in and what the scores mean to them.
We're very transparent in that way, and that seems to really help. And we encourage others to do the same.
And I'd imagine that that kind of interaction with the employees about this survey would possibly positively change maybe your participation rate in future surveys. Mm-hmm. Because if I get 10 emails about, please take this survey, please take this survey, I might not want to take the survey. Right. So I'd imagine that this kind of person-to-person interaction, hear the results, mm-hmm. look at the results, might right. positively impact your participation.
Absolutely. And in addition to going out and making sure that we meet with all the groups, we also make sure that any strategic initiatives that we put out, that we always tie it back, that this was this initiative is a result of your voice and what we heard that you wanted, so that throughout the year, they understand mm-hmm. that we are doing things to help make a difference. And we have seen that the result of that is that our employees answer the question about, will my input make a difference, has risen tremendously.
Right. So, yes, our participation has gone up by almost 30% over the last couple of years. But that question that does ask, you know, will the results of this survey help to make your agency a better place, has gone up tremendously. We really believe in the you spoke, we listened, this happened messaging.
What are your next steps or plans for this tool? You spoke earlier about going out and meeting with DHS, Interior, but do you have any other plans or plans to enhance the tool, add more capabilities? What comes next?
So we're always looking to improve, and that's the reason that this tool came about. And we're always looking to create additional efficiencies. So we have actually launched the tool on OMBMax.gov so that anyone with a federal ID can actually access it. And we are trying to share it as broadly as possible. So it seems like, you know, one talk has led to another area's point of interest, and then, you know, we get invited to do additional talks. We're doing that. We want to share it as broadly as possible. We want to get it out to them. There are no licenses required. Anyone can use it, and it's going to be of great value to them. So right now, we are going around and talking to different agencies that have invited us. We are collecting feedback from our users, and we will always be brushing up or, you know, looking to add additional things that might be, you know, advantageous to the users.
I believe the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey may see some changes next year or in recent years. I think that might be coming from OPM. Well, I'd assume you might have to then change the
Make
tool
some
a little bit too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have heard the same thing, and I'm assuming, hoping that we still have similar indexes, but we will always be able to modify in order to meet OPM's new requirements.
Anything else that either of you would like to mention about this tool, the project, your efforts to improve employee engagement itself? Anything you think we might have missed in all of this?
You know, I think just to recap, what is most important is that this tool, which we want to give to any federal agency that is interested, it's easy to use, it's easy to learn, it will save an incredible amount of time and resources, and can help the organizations really hone in and focus on where they want to best affect either change or improvements or reinforce best practices. It's really a beautiful gift that we want to share.
Camille Hoover and Robin Clevens, both with the National Institutes of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases at NIH, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.